So here we are. Once again, your friend, Johnny Wizard, is trying to convey to those other dupes that we have a very serious situation that is costing the lives of our friends and family, all for our failures to communicate on these important, indivisible issues that involve me, you, Christ on the cross, and the handiwork of Satan, let's say. No, Bush is not fighting for your cause. He's fighting for his cause to escape arrest, trial, and execution for committing the crimes of 9/11 with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. And I've been going on with that for quite a while, and so have others. But listen, Bill Maher, unbelievable. He says there's something that trumps all that. The fact that Bush sat there in the school for more than 7 seconds after being told that the country is under attack. A plane has already flown into the World Trade Center tower. We don't know nothing, sir. We are under attack. That is all we've been able to determine so far. Your call. And Bush sits there, not knowing when to pretend he is unaware. He doesn't understand. He's too stupid. That's what evil is. Evil is always dumb. It always is, and hopefully I can prove this before it's too late. But he sat there. You know, they don't show you. Nobody has. Even the anti-Bush crowd haven't zoomed in on this, and I haven't either as much as I should have. I did early on. I wrote a big paper on it, practically a few chapters on his behavior. But, you know, Bill Maher, he's saying, well, if you're told the nation is under attack, you already know, you know, now it's two planes have been flown into the buildings. Why is it that you're chit-chatting with these children, smiling and stuff? Like, what is that? What's going on? So he says that trumps everything. He's got to be impeached just for that. And he's right. Doesn't make no sense. You know, outside of, you know, what's hidden. And, you know, what is it that can't be known? I don't know. These are very strange philosophical questions that we have until we die to ponder. Okay, but just go by what we know. We know he had a plan to invade Afghanistan at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11. They had already threatened publicly the Taliban that they would bomb the country for not giving them Enron's liquefied natural gas pipeline contract. That's not a theory. That's all there is, actually. If you look what's going on, well, that's it. It's nothing hidden there. You know? Like, that's the thing. Bush, after 9/11, according to Tim Russert, if the Republicans can't trust Tim Russert, they can't trust any of us, okay? Nobody. Not even themselves. But Tim Russert had Tom Daschle on. Tom Daschle, head of the Democratic Party at the time, told Tim Russert, internationally, it was broadcast everywhere, that immediately after 9/11, Bush and Cheney personally worked to close outstanding criminal inquiries designed to capture the true evildoers, and instead went on a... Well, and that's as far as Daschle's story is, okay? But then, and I continue myself to help you better understand. If there's any questions, I'm open. Or I would be if Coast to Coast radio hosts would take my call, but they never do, right? They hang up on me. They hang up on, I'm sure, a lot of people. Who knows? We can't communicate to know. That's the gamble they take. You know, but I would be free to open questions, because, like, the whole thing is free to observe. You know, I can't, you know, as a human being or as the son of man, I can't see your innermost thoughts. But, you know, if you just spend some time attentively thinking about what's transpiring and realize that history or time is not necessarily only linear, you know, Einstein would likely teach you, or has, and others would the same conclude. You know, the table, okay, it's in three dimensions, but it's also in four, it's also in five, and so too is life and our relationship to the absolute. Now, very few people are familiar with this branch of philosophy. Why? Because it's, you know, the most important thing. So, you know, a lot of people want to take you off that subject to understand that there is, you know, there's doubt is ever present. So that's why evidence is, like, number one. Without evidence, the accused is innocent. Okay, now, Bushite all throughout history until the end of time. They know man to man, like on an open talk show, for example. Anybody who disagreed with me, bring them forward. It's like, you know, you just let them speak. And I'll show you how irrational and stupid and evil they truly are by the words they use against my just position. That isn't because I'm great Johnny. It's because you're great as an equal contributor to this constant struggle against tyranny. You know, it is in everybody's interest, no matter what skin tone, religion, nationality you come from. It is in all people's interest that a person not be found guilty of a criminal offense in our name that's innocent. We would demand an opportunity to face our accuser with the evidence they have being brought to us open for challenge. You know, that's where logic and reason triumph. Anyway, so Bush claims he's got the best interests for soldiers when he claims anybody who criticizes his decision to send them into a needless conflict are terrorist winners. Those are the winners. Those who convince the soldier that you have no rational justification for being there. You as America, or Bush, had complete unrestricted access prior to a bomb being dropped. Prior to a child being shot. The Bush administration had complete 100% access to go wherever it wished as the demon Antichrist, but refused. Instead, knew, as we all do, you just consider the facts. You know, these are the stupidest American kids, and the poorest. How dare he? You know, he's saying this in front of soldiers. Oh, look, he's calling us stupid. How dare he? Well, these are generally the stupidest kids in America who join the military forces to murder innocent people while lying to us all that they have some courage when they don't gun down a Buford Blonde, a Sadler, Mattis, Stephen Russell. Why don't you kill Stephen Russell? He admits to murdering innocent people. Kill him for it. You can't say that. Well, that's what Stephen Russell is. He goes out and kills innocent people, and soldiers get shot dead as a consequence. And it's all based upon a fraudulent argument to get yourselves stuck there dying to begin with. You only lowered your ability. The more you kill innocent people, the harder it's going to get to dig yourselves out. But as enemies to God, they don't want to have intelligent discourse. They won't fight for my rights to speak free in our city. I just ask you, why can't you phone CJOB? It's a radio station here in Winnipeg. Like all the other radio stations across North America, it is a criminal operation that thieves from our communities here in Winnipeg with the lotteries. And they're found to be completely 100% correct. Criminal violations of our law. They're breaking the criminal code of Canada when they steal our cash. But the radio station, they don't want to talk about it because they're pulling in millions of dollars in advertising. They just gave themselves a brand new free helicopter. You know, who pays for that? The poorest kids suffering from malnutrition do. You know, the social service in the city is insane. Essentially, they try to create a homeless situation by denying everybody access to social services and encourage people instead to go live at the homeless shelter put together by the Salvation Army, of which the city pays the Salvation Army more than $35 a day to house per person. So the more people the Salvation Army gets in, the more cash they get. And that's $35 a day. They get, from what I understand, a small sandwich and a fruit and an apple. And they sleep on a cot full of a room full of other individuals stuck in similar circumstances. Now, why are we paying them all that cash? It doesn't cost that much to help somebody out. And why isn't the Salvation Army speaking out on this? You know, I called the Salvation Army. I go, well, what's the numbers? Well, it's top secret information. We're not giving you that out. Who do you think you are? You know, the radio station holds no concern for ourselves here. We're being criminally victimized. Our community is. And the only thing they can do is encourage our stupider kids to die in Afghanistan for nothing. For what? You're fighting on behalf of a Muslim fundamentalist regime that practices Sharia law. The guys who openly confess to being heroin pushers are those that are in the standing government. The Canadian soldiers are there to protect. Does it make any sense? And the guys you're fighting are those who fight for women's rights to put girls through a girls' school program. You know, fighting for just causes through the Quran. Now, the Quran teaches you got to have respect for the gospel, so otherwise you're not going to paradise. Muhammad teaches everybody must be treated equitably. If not, you're not practicing jihad. You know, but CJOB, you don't like those ideas. It makes sense, man. No. He's got to pretend he's ignorant about the fact that the FBI allege General Mahmoud Ahmad is responsible for 9/11, the financing of that terrorist atrocity against ourselves. Here, left alone, forsaken. You know, all these people took a cash bribe from the Bush administration to not speak about it. They lost their loved ones. You know, so ultimately, you know, people are going to blame things on God. Well, whatever. Okay, fine. You know? All we know for certain is Bush must be stopped from murdering members of our family. Our closest, most bestest friends. Because they murder people indiscriminately, will tell us they're the Taliban. And yet, there's no evidence. All you've done is kill a whole village of innocent people. And the only crime you say is that they support the FBI. Like, fuck you. Is it a crime to be stupid? Do we have to kill our own children? You know, they're not honorable. They're not admirable. They have no leadership. Why can't you defend the innocent? They had a Christian who had his life being threatened in Afghanistan, and the Canadian soldiers spoke not a fucking word. I didn't hear no word. I can't find nothing spoken. Where was this freedom fight for liberty and democracy? Where were the peacekeepers to say this is a criminal offense? Threatening to kill this person because he believes in the teachings of the Quran. You don't go to paradise without respect for Jesus and Mary. Especially Mary. You know? And then you get... You, as my listener, who might not be as aware as you should be, might think that this is... it's total chaos. We're lost now because you have these Muslim fundamentalists. No. You go and see who those Muslim fundamentalists are. It's Kemet. You know, Zakari was Kemet. At least he's totally in on who was responsible and involved in that conspiracy to sacrifice Marines' lives for a fucking fast dollar that they don't get as soldiers. If they die, they're fucked over. If they get injured, they're fucked over. They're fucked over right away with their shots. Their surviving family members are fucked over. It's Halliburton. It's Cheney's buddy who will profit off this enterprise of them sacrificing their lives for nothing but their contempt for the American flag. So, we need an exit strategy. So here's the exit strategy. We outlaw torture. We outlaw rape. We outlaw murder. You know, those who are responsible for stealing all Iraqi assets must be hunted down unmercilessly. This is what... I'm taking over the 3rd Infantry. Buford Blanche, you're out of here, man. I'm commanding the 3rd Infantry. What we're doing is the 3rd Infantry, and other commanders can talk amongst yourselves and, you know, come forward with your own plans of action. But what I'm intending to do with the 3rd Infantry is I'm intending to go into the Pentagon. Now, these guys mostly don't carry guns, right? So we probably won't even have to shoot a single bullet. But I'm going in there with the 3rd Infantry, okay? And we'll see what comes me. Right? But listen, we're going in there. We're going to find out where this $3 trillion went to. It's not lost. They keep telling us it's lost. No, it's not lost. Somebody stole it. Or misappropriated it. Whatever, we're going to find it. It's not lost to unknowable regions of the galaxy. No, it's hidden in there somewhere. And Rumsfeld most definitely should know what we're inquiring of as something very important when you're talking about battling evil in this world.
Wrong. Just isn't true. And it'd be a shame if people walked out thinking it. Just a minute.
Okay.
Now, why do I say it's wrong? Well, first of all, it has the benefit of being true that it's wrong. So you ought to just back off... relax, understand that it's complicated, it's difficult, that honorable people are working on these things together. There isn't any daylight between them. Now, why do I say it's wrong? Well, first of all, it has the benefit of being true that it's wrong. Now, why do I say it's wrong? Well, it has the benefit of being true that it's wrong. Now, why do I say it's wrong? Well, it has the benefit of being true that it's wrong. And it'd be a shame if people walked out thinking it wrong.
You know, the senators, you know, we got to arrest like 80-something senators for earmarking because they're all doing this criminal action and they'd all do it together. So you think as an American, well, that's American politics. No, they're all thieves. These things aren't okayed by anybody, and they pocket, as, you know, John Stewart had Howard Dean on, and Howard Dean said it was a $16 billion take in only one example that, you know, is one of the most egregious examples, but an example where there was no accountability whatsoever, and a friend of Bush and Rumsfeld gets to pocket, you know, $16 billion for themselves. And this was a function of your government currently with all these senators who are criminals. These are criminal thefts. They are thieving from you as an American citizen, so they have to be arrested. So we're going to have to, we're going to try to get some more commanders rolling that around in their minds about how we're going to get all these senators in a court of law and charge them for their offenses and see what the judge decides. Right, but this money has to be returned. It's all stolen cash. That $16 billion, again, this is just one example of, as the Rolling Stone has an article on their front page now, it's the worst Congress of history. There's never been a Congress anywhere in recorded time where they've spent less time debating important issues. And I guess I should remind Americans, you're at war with Afghanistan, you're at war with Iraq, Bush wants to go to war against Iran and Syria, and Israel's anti-Jew actions are nothing of the sort, and every Jew is what Israel is, without question. Every criminal act they commit is done on behalf of us Jews here. And they feed those people's homes. That's a Jew doing that. And that's what Hitler was. These guys are our enemies. Zionism has nothing to do with those who devoutly practice the Jewish faith. They're thieving people's property, period. What can't you figure? They drop more than 1 million cluster dud landmines in Lebanon to murder children for decades. So, you know, as I've stated, those responsible for those acquisitions will be executed. You know, that'll be the second task for the 3rd Infantry. We're going to go after those at the Pentagon who allowed those shipments to go through, because it was at that time where it was already established that Israel was only targeting the innocent. It was only, you know, one of their last strikes. They'd bomb the city, then throw down the leaflets. They bombed apartment blocks, everybody driving in a car and a truck, and then the Pentagon says, oh yeah, let's send them a few million landmines. And then they threw them onto Lebanon. So those responsible for that crime against God must be publicly executed. We must bring them before the cameras internationally and watch them fry as the bad guys, because they are your enemy, my friend. They are all humanity's enemies. Please, if you can't support me on anything, please try to just support me on that one, because it's a really simple situation. You know, if you listen to their own words, you know, and this is part of God, if you believe in God, you know, God's not, you know, I'm not asking you to believe in God, I'm just saying, like, this is part of, this struggle is a biblical, can be considered as such, because it's this forever frickin' thing. But listen, it isn't a Jew who commits these crimes against the innocent people. It is a criminal who thinks they're going to hide behind Christ as responsible. Say it's all God's fault that we let them get away with murdering our friends and family. And I say no, my brothers. I say no, my sisters. Please, Please join me in hunt. We got to hunt them all down. That's what the 3rd Infantry is on this earth for. We got to hunt down everybody responsible, you know, for issuing those weapons. For the commanders responsible for dropping them into Lebanon. They must be executed for that criminal offense. And we cannot cease to bring every single last one of them to justice before ourselves. Because we're not going to let these guys keep doing this. That's not what a Jew would do. Okay, a Jew would fight to defend. Till the death. Some of them. Those that we know to be innocent. Because you're fighting on behalf of God when you do that. You're fighting on behalf of life itself. You're bringing purpose to existence. You're bringing love to beauty. You're being all you can be as a member and equal contributor to the body politic. You're being you. If you were just brave enough to call CGOB and ask them, can we please now openly discuss the situation that they've befallen our sons and daughters to here in Manitoba? They're prepared to continually lie to our community, refusing open, honest dialogue with the facts, to kill our kids for cash.
There is no better reason. That's my point. There is nothing George Bush has done before or since that rises to this level. And let's get our facts straight. They didn't say to him, the second tower has been hit. The words he heard, this is from Andy Card himself, were, the country is under attack. But when a president hears those words at that moment, he's not sure the extent of the attack. And again, whether it's a nuclear attack, whether what went on before that his staff knows about is just the beginning of something. For you to defend a president, to sit there for, even as I say, 7 seconds, let alone 7 minutes in these circumstances, tells me that you're blinded as to who this man is and where your loyalties lie. I'd impeach him for sitting there for 7 minutes on 9/11 when he was told the country was under attack.
You would impeach Seriously. The president for sitting there waiting for direction from the security people?
Waiting for direction? What direction was he waiting for?
What did you expect the president of the United States to do? Jump up and run out of the classroom? Oh my God, we've been hit, we've been hit.
Yeah, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. This is through the looking glass, Joe. Excuse me. Take out the equation of whether this is a Republican or a Democrat or George Bush or anybody else. Just in a hypothetical. A president in the nuclear age, Joe, the nuclear age, when missiles can reach us in an hour or less, is told the words, the country is under attack. He's not told what kind of attack, whether it's nuclear, who the attacker is. You're saying in that situation it's acceptable for a president to
and
sit
Bill,
there for
you're
even
telling
7 seconds?
You're going to impeach a president for sitting down for 7 minutes after his chief of staff
yes.
came in and whispered, it appears the second tower has been hit, Mr. President. If
no.
come on to your show in 1999
no.
and told you that we should impeach Bill Clinton for what he did or didn't do in 7 minutes, you would have told me I was crazy, and you would have been right.
No. Excuse me, please don't put words in my mouth or thoughts in my head. I would have not have done that. Never. And I've made the point many times. Yes, Bill Clinton was a draft dodger. I've said that many times. I don't protect Bill Clinton. That's why he's probably never done my show.
And
if
I don't protect
his
George
ass,
Bush.
He would have done my show.
I don't protect
right.
George Bush.
Okay.
That's why the White House won't talk to me. But 7 minutes, you're going to impeach
Joe, let's
come up with a better reason to impeach the president. I'd agree with you.
There is no better reason. That's my point. There is nothing George Bush has done before or since that rises to this level. And let's get our facts straight. They didn't say to him, the second tower has been hit. The words he heard, this is from Andy Card himself, were, the country is under attack. But when a president hears those words at that moment, he's not sure the extent of attack. And again, whether it's a nuclear attack, whether what went on before that his staff knows about is just the beginning of something. For you to defend a president, to sit there for, even as I say, 7 seconds, let alone 7 minutes in these circumstances, tells me that you're blinded as to who this man is and where your loyalties lie.
I'm not blinded by who George Bush is. I've been harshly critical of George Bush. I've written op-eds saying as much. I've written op-eds saying the Republican Party should lose the majority. I've said that this guy has been horrible
but Joe, what,
to libertarians and conservatives.
What could be... But let me ask you, what could be more important for a president of the United States to do than to react at that moment when he hears the words, the country is under attack?
But nothing. Bill Maher, there you and I do not know, and listen, I'm not one of these people that say, listen, we should bow down to the Wizard of Oz because we don't know what's going on behind that curtain, but you and I don't know what presidents, be they Republicans or Democrats, would be going through in that sort of situation. The first thing they're trying to figure out, if two buildings have been hit, if they're concerned about the president's own safety,
Joe,
is how do they secure the
premises? We're talking about getting up and acting at the very moment we need the commander-in-chief the most. Even Sean Hannity agrees with me on this.
Okay, well, I think that gives
you a little perspective.
That gives me all the perspective I need.